Today we're talking with Jeff Tobes, longtime teacher and even longer time walker, who's about ready to head up a substantial trek, the 10th annual 25-mile walk. What's it all about?
This is a walk for people that like walking. It's not a hike. It is a walk, although 25 miles takes us from Sebastopol to Monterio. We actually start at Luther Burbank's farm on Bodega Avenue early in the morning, 6 a.m., and we have breakfast at 8 a.m. at Georgetown between Forestville and Sebastopol. Then we have lunch at Summer Home Park in Highcroft Park up in the hills of Forestville. Believe it or not, they've been there over 100 years. And a lot of people have never even heard of them in Sonoma County. And that's one of the reasons why we, the Sonoma County Historical Society, take these historic walks every year.
It's a chance to not only see things at the walking pace, but see things that you might even have walked past before and not noticed.
Exactly. We're so busy in our cars driving, and we don't see what's on the left and right or these other streets. So I take people through a historic tour, and we go to Burke's Canoe and Forestville, Guerneville. Very interesting walk. And anybody can do this, although no crybabies or whiners are allowed.
And that's part of why we're talking about this now, even though it's coming up on June the 7th, so that those who want to do it can get themselves fully prepared. What kind of preparation is appropriate?
Well, my advice to people who like to walk is start off with a walk of maybe 2 hours, and a two-hour walk at 3 miles an hour is about 6 miles. And if you're okay with that, then about 4 days later, take a 10-mile walk. 4 days later, maybe take a 12, 15. It depends on your condition, how you're going to do with those. I know myself, and anyone can join me, on 2 weeks before, on May 24th, I'm walking for 8 hours. I'll take a half-hour break in between, and I'm just walking for 8 hours. So it'll probably be about 21 to 22 miles, and anybody can join me in rain or shine. We meet at Cottingtown Library, and that's the way it is. And that's my last preparation. We have maybe from 8 to 12 people join me.
You have a history of long walks hither and yon.
Yes.
Do you walk daily, weekly, regularly, these substantial distances?
Well, I'm still teaching at Wright Elementary School District. And with the 7th and 8th graders there, we have taken 4 different walks throughout the year, an 8, a 10, a 12, and a 15-mile walk. So thank goodness for the kids because they keep me in shape. And anybody can join. All you need to do is go online to get the enrollment form. And it's on our website, SonomaCountyHistory.org. There you will find the details, the enrollment form. It costs $50 for adults, and that includes the bus ride from Cottingtown to Luther Burbank's farm in Sebastopol, and it includes the ride from Monterio back to Cottingtown and breakfast, lunch, and dinner and a T-shirt and a year's membership into the Sonoma County Historical Society.
Sounds like a heck of a deal and quite a trek.
Yes, it is. And then we have kids, probably about 20 to 30 kids. And for kids, it's only $10 because we want kids to join the older generation. This is our 10th year of doing it. And last year we had 116 walkers.
I was going to ask you how many people you expect to be part of it this time.
For this one, probably 80 to 100 people, I suspect. And it's just really nice. The kids start off the walk talking to the people that they know, the kids that are also joining them. But after 2 hours or 3 hours with them, they want someone else to talk to. So they start talking to an adult who's also walking. And everyone, it's a mutual admiration society. Everyone's proud of them.
Sounds like a great event. Appreciate your coming here to give us a little heads up, and I guess people better get walking.
That is correct. And if anybody wants more information, they can always call me at 707-888-1670 or email me at jefftobes@hotmail.com.
Jeff Tobes, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Bruce. Thanks a lot.